I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts
at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Jake.
And this week we are talking, I forgot, Black Mass. Jake, welcome here. And my forgetting the movie might give away my thoughts on the movie, but yes, Black Mass, Johnny Depp, Whitey Bulger, nobody calls him Whitey.
Or the movie that really, really wanted to be The Godfather, but is not.
I don't know. Okay, real quick, but let's get it out of the way. We'll get to the movie in a minute. I heard one of the morning show guys a few days ago bring this up. What was the point of Whitey Bulger being a mobster or a guy in his area? Was it just to kill people? Because, or like the little bit of power he got? He didn't drive a great car. He didn't live in a great house.
I don't get the point
much.
Even in the movie, I don't get the point of anything. Okay, I get the point that they're trying to drive that if you grew up in that neighborhood, you're gonna probably end up bad. But it, like you said, he does nothing with the money. I'm not too sure what are his schemes. They're saying he's in everything, but I don't see him running anything.
Is that because they tried to take too much time to tell the few stories that they wanted to and not show you a business? But, I mean, you know, he drove a crappy car. I don't know. It didn't seem like your typical mob movie. In the typical mob movies, they were still going out and with their Gumar and buying them mink stoles and, you know, all that shit.
Yeah, but even when they caught him, he had spent none of the money. I mean, they found all the money that he made, they found it in the apartment with him.
That it makes even more sense, less sense then.
End, it's based on a true story, so, I mean, that's it. But I'm still wondering what are the vending machine scheme that he was doing. You know, the movie does not drive really well.
No, but just eats an extra buck. You think McDonald's forgets a large fry? You forget your large fry on accident? You multiply that $1 times how many hundreds of thousands of stores times the 10 people a day that they screw.
Okay.
They don't really forget it on purpose, but I'm just saying it'd be a great racket.
Sure. And what do you think about the movie, Jake?
I thought the performances themselves, like Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger, was amazing. The movie itself, though, the pacing was awful.
Agreed.
Yeah, he was pretty good as Whitey Bulger. I will give you that for sure.
The performances were great. The script was terrible. I got to the end of the movie and it was kind of like, what's the point? I mean, as you guys already said, he seems like the most boring mobster that ever lived.
Yeah, exactly. The interesting part is that it is one of those that almost got away in a certain sense. Like you said, the performances are awesome, but it's like sketch. It's like a couple of like vignettes of his life that don't really mesh with each other that well, but yeah, okay, that makes 2 hours.
And the other thing is if you're standing anywhere doing anything innocuous, somebody's about to come up and shoot you in the back of the head.
Or sitting in your car eating, yeah.
Yeah.
Did anyone else think that what the hell was it? When Whitey choked out his basically second-in-command's girlfriend's daughter that blew him, didn't that go on for way too long? She's like choking off camera for like 45 seconds. It's like, use your thumbs, kill her already, shit.
They're trying to show like how visceral this scene is, but it doesn't drive the point.
No.
It doesn't work.
It was too much. It was like, okay, we get it. He's choking her. It's, what the hell?
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch had an awesome Boston accent.
No, he didn't. He had the worst fucking Boston accent I think I've ever heard.
It was a little bit forced.
A little bit? Come on.
I have a shitty Boston accent, and mine is immeasurably better than his.
Yeah, that was a miscast. but
I mean, it's great to see him in everything, but yeah. It's like, dude, come on, what?
But in opposition of that, though, the guy who played John Connolly, Joel Egerton, I think, something like that. Anyway, this is as much his movie as John Depp movie.
He's oh yeah,
really oh. good in it. This guy is really good in it.
But he was – I don't know if it's the way the character was written or the way he played it, but it was a little bit on the obvious side. He almost wanted to look at all the FBI agents around him and go, are you telling me you can't figure out that this guy's dirty?
True, but it was also the 80s, and everybody, including the feds, were on blow and wearing shitty, ugly suits.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's actually the thing that I between the 70s and 80s, and even though I existed back then, every time I see one of these movies that takes place in the 70s and 80s, I keep freaking realizing how ugly everything was back then.
Oh, that shit's starting to come back, too.
Brown polyester paisley everywhere you looked.
I mean, it was his wife that first and only brought it up and was like, is that a new watch? That's a nice new suit, too, huh? I mean, it's come on, what the fuck?
Yeah, Kevin Bacon was well dressed.
I forgot he was in it. Yeah, it just
he fits so well in the '80s. Come on, you just put him there, and he's like, he's the '80s. It works.
I can't believe that the majority of this was a real story. You know, I mean that the because I guess I knew when did he get busted or when was he trying to get busted? 89 or whenever at all.
First. He got busted like a couple of years ago.
No, no, right. But when they first went after him,
I think
and
it was
he
like,
ran.
It was like late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, so, but I still never caught it or caught the news. I heard about it. I know the name Whitey Bulger, but I never knew the story behind it. I didn't know that the fucking FBI was, you know, basically letting him do all this shit without knowing it. And I don't know. It was just, it was an interesting story. I'd really like to know how much of it was actually true.
Well, I mean, the one point of interest that Whitey Bulger actually had in American culture is he is who they very, very loosely based Jack Nicholson's character from The Departed on.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, now it's very loosely based, but that's who they were going for.
Hmm. Based on the movie from Hong Kong, you know.
I need to yeah. watch it again, but this, I don't know, most mob movies to me, even though they're great, a lot of times it's like, okay, could we pick up the pace a bit? Even The Departed, it's a bit slow at parts.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed, but The Departed is a way superior movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Oh, yes. The only thing that this and The Departed have in common in them is that there were cops, feds, and it was in Boston. And dirty, like, people, you know, mobs or whatever. That's about it.
Agreed. Agreed. That's the only thing. Boston.
Boston. So anybody have any notes that we want to actually talk about or
I think we touched pretty much everything in there. I mean, it's a couple of vignettes about his life, like so 7-8 vignette. Like I said, I think the Connolly character, the FBI agent, was more interesting than Depp, but Depp portrayal of the character was better. So it's
what do you think about Rotten Tomatoes giving it a 75% still?
I think that's good. 75%, I think that's pretty much where I would put this movie. I mean, it's not a bad movie.
It's not an awful movie. And once again, it's worth it just for a couple of those scenes with Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger. It's that in and of itself is worth it to have seen it. I think the only thing is I'm disappointed I actually paid to see it. I would have loved to see this on Netflix or you know, something of that nature, but I... It's not a movie theater movie.
Is this a Netflix movie or a theater movie? It might be a Netflix movie.
I think it's way more a Netflix or a HBO or whatever movie than it is a theater. Because honestly, in the theater, I was a bit bored. Like if I could have got up and grabbed a beer or taken a leak or whatever and paused it, I would have enjoyed it more. I don't know why that makes sense, but it does.
It does. It does.
So what...
One of the good scenes of the movie is when he goes to see a Connolly wife in a room.
But even that was is good. Much of it was a good scene. There wasn't enough setup for it. All of a sudden, she just shows up one day and says, "I don't like him in my house. I don't want him here." And then he's upstairs in the room with her trying to scare her. And it was kind of like, would this just happen over the past 20 minutes? I mean.
I thought he was going to try to seduce her or some shit.
Well,
like
they hinted that at the very – they gave it a little bit of foreshadowing earlier in the movie, but then just never went anywhere with it. All of a sudden, it just shows back up again. It was kind of like very disjointed.
not a lot went anywhere. That's the thing. Again, it's you
a lot
finish,
of setup.
Yeah, you finish the vignette and you go to something else. And that's pretty much it. And the movie ends like this too, because the movie kind of ends and then you get busted after like a couple of other like loose ends that they need to tie up. The other thing I think that didn't work in the movie is the interview concept. Because knowing that these guys would survive, I would assume those were the only guys who would survive. All the other ones were ready to die. So that took away some of the suspense. I would have took all these scenes out.
How great is Dead-Eyed Todd from Breaking Bad nowadays?
It's pretty good.
I mean, is he in The Martian too? Or did I screw that? He's been in a bunch of shit or will be in a bunch of shit in the next few years, and he's crazy good. He put on a lot of weight for this role.
He did, but he's really good at it. So
yeah, he was good.
Yeah. So, you guys have anything else on Black Mass? It's difficult. It's a theater movie, so we don't have our notes and anything. I didn't have any special treatment for this one. I actually had one of the worst theater experience in my life. So it's.
At some point, I was going to ask. Apparently, I already got my answer, but how you guys managed to take notes in theaters? But now I know.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Wing usually has people open theaters and turn lights on for him.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty cool.
Some of us are one percenters.
Yeah, these times are almost over, though.
So, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the thing. And sometimes, well, we find ways to be able to take notes after we saw the movie in theater.
For shizzle. I'll give that a solid for shizzle.
A solid for shizzle. So, for Black Mass, are you going Legendary, Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Mabel, Forgettable, Abysmal, or Spring Breakers? Let's start with Jake. Difficult, huh?
It is difficult because there are parts of the movie I liked. There's performances of the movie I liked. But I think the worst part about it is I think I'm going with Forgettable. Because I don't think a year from now I'm really going to remember this movie.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I went into it really wanting to like it, but, you know, at best I'll give it memorable, but I'm going to go with forgettable just for, as I said, I think a year from now I'm really not going to remember having sat down to watch this movie.
I hate to say it, but, God, I was going for memorable because, I'll be honest, the movie's not bad. There's good performance. The movie goes on. At some point, I was like, yeah, that's kind of entertaining. But overall, I was like, on the other end, will this go to the test of time? And that's the thing that I think you just point out. I'm not sure. Maybe not in a year, but in a couple of years, this is a movie that I'm going to be like, we did this? Did we saw that? So I hate to say it, but I think I need to go with Forgettable as well.
Oh, Jesus. You guys turned me. Yeah, I mean, if you ask me about a mob movie or even anything from this kind of style, this wouldn't be the one that pops in my head, nor would it be the one that I recommend. Maybe it'll be better on watching it on Netflix or at home, but I just...
If you want Johnny Depp in a movie like this, watch Donnie Brasco.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
But the way that they leave so much shit hanging out there, it doesn't, and not in a sexy way, it doesn't work on this. They leave all these open threads and this stuff that starts and stops but doesn't go anywhere, and yeah, forgettable. It is what it is. Even, I walked into the movie kind of dreading it, like, oh man, why aren't we seeing The Martian this week? And then I started watching it, I'm like, okay, this could be okay, and about a third of the way through, I was like, I think I'm bored. So, yeah, no, I was bored. Totally. 3 for 3.
Oh, wow. See what you did, Jake?
Way to go, Jake. At least it's not Spring Breakers.
No, it's not. It's really, really, really not. I mean, it seems low on our scale, and I always say it's not a scale. It's really what the movie feels like, and unfortunately, this movie falls there. So, yeah. So, Beef?
Last word, fellas.
Whitey.
Bulger.
I really have nothing.
God damn it. I know. Something.
Black Mass hyphenated. This has been episode 265 of Legends Podcast, Black Mass. I'm Beef saying, so that's your stepdaughter, and she blew you.
Oh.
I'm John D. saying, watch Donnie Brasco. That's a great movie.
I'm Jake saying, meh.
No, I actually forgot about it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended. Real friends help you carry a couch. True friends help you carry a body.
real friend dig the hole for you.
Come on. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're on the body carrying crew, you're going to be on shovel duty as well.
There you go.
We need to get this fucker in the ground before they get cold.
No. Nicky Santora, you have to go with his thing, which is you got to make sure the hole's already dug. Otherwise, a couple of other people show up, and next thing you know, you're digging three or four more fucking holes. You'll be there all fucking night.
That's not wrong either.